Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Monday, April 1st, 2024. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucati, Jake Gutierrez, and Todd Lebo.
Good morning.
Hi, Todd.
Happy April Fool's Day.
What do you want to talk about first?
I don't know.
Rashee Rice?
That's a thing. It's going to be something. It's a bad look all around. I'm glad nobody's seriously injured in this accident. But I heard what you said earlier. There's lots of questions out there. We don't know a lot of details. But it is pretty amazing. There's dash cam footage of this. There are people on the street with photographs of people leaving the scene. And I'm assuming there will be, you know, scout cam video is what we call it up here. I don't know what they call it down in Texas, but pretty much the highways are covered with video footage. So we'll probably see quite a bit of racing around stupidly at 6:30 at night on highways. Irresponsible.
Like, what do we know for sure right now?
No, we know that two cars were racing and caused an accident, and the occupants of those cars all left, did not stick around for the police. That's what we know. And one of the cars is apparently registered to Rashee Rice, and it looks like Rashee Rice in one of those photos we've seen, but I'm not going to bet my life on it that it's him. People drive other people's cars sometimes. We know this. He's been in Dallas working out. He's from Dallas. You know, this is not like, oh, this happened in the streets of Hungary.
Well,
you know,
Hungary?
Hungary.
Hungary is a
Romania.
Is a wild place.
Bucharest, something like that. I mean, this is like, I do hate social media on these things because there are people out there saying, well, there's no way that's him. And then I'm saying, well, you don't know this and this. There's talk about all kinds of stuff.
Like, anyone saying anything on either side definitively
here
doesn't know.
They don't know.
Well, here's what we know. Here's what's definitive. There were people driving at a high rate of speed who caused a wreck, and that's stupid.
According to the Dallas Morning News, citing law enforcement officials, this vehicle that is believed to be registered or leased to Rashee Rice, I'm reading from the article, was involved in a crash.
Mm-hmm. You see it. I mean, it's... You see it.
And it says police are searching for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice in their investigation. That doesn't matter. That doesn't mean why they're searching for him. We know they're searching for him according to the report.
And we know this. He has a beautiful black Corvette that little kids hold signs up when he leaves the neighborhood, goes to playoff games here in Kansas City.
And there's also reality, the police contacted him and found him and didn't release that.
Maybe.
Justina Anderson tweeted out 10 hours ago, I'm told Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has retained counsel, per source. Separately, a release on the incident is expected sometime tomorrow, which is today.
That's today. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. This is the kind of stuff that organizations fear every night, especially in the offseason, though, when they don't have the routines and the schedules that you have around here. You know, what do they... I'm not talking about just football. I'm talking about anything. When the season's over or it's bye week or, you know, it's whatever. Hey, don't do anything stupid. It appears that some people have done something stupid here. That's what it appears. And compounded it by leaving because that's, listen, we the society that we pretend to be living in here, we follow a few rules. You know, you're supposed to not drive and race on the streets, strike one. If you get in a wreck or something, you're not supposed to leave the scene of an accident, strike two. I mean, that's bad stuff. Whether or not it's Rashee Rice driving one of these cars or not. Whoever's involved in this, I mean, they pop out of that Lamborghini real quick. Those guys jump right out of the backseat of that car, and then they all kind of convene, and they walk away. Off to who knows where. You know? It's embarrassing. It just as we've seen a lot of things that we don't like in our society around here, around everywhere. It's just bad, bad deal. We'll see what happens. But for the people, you know, I see these people on Twitter. Oh, this guy's going to jail. Listen, if this is monstrous, if Rashee Rice is involved in this accident and nobody died and there's nothing nefarious going on anywhere else. This feels like many things the Chiefs have had over the past few years where people are suspended by the league for several games. And they never seem to know when it's going to be, right? Oh, here this happened with Willie Gay. You're going to be suspended for 2 weeks. That was 8 months ago. Or Frank Clark or Charles Omenihu knew before the season. But remember, we didn't know that when he came to camp. They didn't know how long it was going to be suspended. Ended up being six games. The league is cracking down on many of these things. But I promise you this. I'd be very surprised if anyone goes to jail for this. You know, and I realize this is, guys like to drive fast. Fast people like to run fast, drive fast, do all those things. We already saw, you mentioned the Henry Ruggs thing. Henry Ruggs is a little different situation. This was like 4 a.m. He was double the alcohol limit and killed somebody. I mean, that's a different level of stupidity. You know, Hollywood Brown got a ticket driving 100 and whatever miles per hour in Phoenix when he was, got traded out there, late for practice, got a ticket. You know, I mean, listen, people drive fast. That's not just football players. I was over here driving back to the station on Friday, and someone came hauling like 80 miles an hour up Metcalf, weaving in and out of traffic.
And those are the things that make me sometimes drive real fast when I go home at night.
And then the sirens came. So someone
was Jalen Carter when he was at Georgia.
Yeah, there was a wreck there. Someone died in that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and he had already been pulled over for driving really fast before. I may irritate people on the roads. I don't drive like 40 miles an hour over the speed limit. I just try to drive the speed limit a little bit more, you know? Some people seem to be in a big hurry all the time.
Well, there's that, and then there's also, like you said, sometimes people have the need for speed and they're thrill-seeking, and look, young people have a tendency to take more risks like this because of the way your brain works and the way your brain evolves. And the part of your brain that tells you this isn't a good idea, this is dangerous, isn't working as properly.
I think a dangerous...
doesn't make it an excuse.
And I'm not saying that there should be some laws or anything like that. I'm saying as a father who has had two kids who have gone through driving, both of them been in accidents here and there, we weren't able to get them cars that were nearly 800 horsepower cars. Okay, but I'm glad.
Why not?
Because number one, I wouldn't have.
Right.
Because I think it's dangerous. I'm not so sure. You know, especially young people who don't have as much experience driving need to be driving around in cars that can go that fast. It's just a temptation to drive it fast. If it'll go fast, you drive it fast. You know. And listen, we sit there and watch, people love F1 racing, and, you know, I don't think they'll have NASCAR the way you do, but, I mean, that looks fun, driving fast and turning corners and doing all those things.
It's also done on a racetrack.
It's done on a racetrack.
By professionals who are really...
Who might be younger than these guys. I mean, there are NASCAR kids out there running around who are 17 or 18 years old, but they've been doing this for their entire lives and all that. And you know what happens in every single one of those races? There's always a wreck.
Yeah, well, but those cars and helmets and everything they wear have been scientifically built by the smartest people in the world to make it as safe as humanly possible while they're doing it.
I just think it's a bad look, bad scene, bad deal. And I just am very thankful that nothing really, truly tragic happened in it. Because we've seen that happen. That Henry Ruggs thing is about as tragic as you can get.
That was horrific.
So... To follow up, if people haven't heard the whole story, the police spokeswoman told the Dallas Morning News occupants of the Lamborghini and the Corvette ran from the crash site. She said four people had minor injuries, including two who were taken to the hospital.
Yeah.
So there probably going to be some lawsuits, too.
Oh, sure, yeah. It's going to cost some money. For
Mike's
whoever
got
it is,
this.
Yeah.
I don't know. But thankfully...
No, there was already an attorney speaking for one of the people that was injured in the crash, so...
So, yeah, that's going to happen. I mean, but the biggest point is all of the details of this, there could be many details we're not even thinking of that come out. That's one of the things that always have to remind yourself of. Even when you see something that looks plain as day, you can jump to some conclusions. There are potentially more details, more context to come out, good or bad. I'm not saying...
Well, and you're going to get an official police report, and that's going to be the police's idea of what happened, too. And there'll be an argument or discussion about what that is, too. That's what our judicial system is.
Easy for you to say.
Not really.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it goes against people's nature on social media, but it's okay to wait for the facts and wait for the actual story.
You must know now.
Before you comment from your ivory tower.
And maybe also good to remind yourself.
Either way.
Yes.
Whether you're defending him or whether you're accusing him, why don't you wait to find out what actually happened and then go from there? How about that? Why would you leave the scene of an accident? Well, I can think of a couple of reasons, and none of them are good.
Yeah.
But again, wait to find out. Wait to see.
Most likely the reason you want to leave the scene of the accident is you don't want to talk to the police. There you go.
Now, there could be multiple different reasons for that.
Who knows?
Or you don't want to take a breathalyzer.
Yeah. All of it.
Or you have things in your car that you don't want to be caught with.
All of it.
Or there's a lot of things.
Yes.
That's my point, and it's all speculation.
It's not all good.
And so just wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a good reason to leave the scene of an accident.
Well, unless you're just really late for something and you had to go up and pick an Uber up somewhere else to get
No, there's not a good reason to leave the scene of an accident.
There's not. You're supposed to stay.
And there's people there that might need your help.
Yeah, people that
might need you
to
call 911. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad deal.
That's what I mean. There's like there's a long list of reasons to leave an accident that are all bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that I could think of. Well, that's a good reason to just leave the accident on foot.
Maybe a detail will come out that'll blow our minds, and it'll be the first time. But
probably not.
But shocking. I do think, it's always good to remember too. When you're watching videos and doing your online investigation, you're not a police detective. And if you are a police detective watching it, hopefully you have the perspective to know that you don't have access to all of the information on it. So there's a lot of people playing.
Let me tell you guys a little story about social media.
Oh boy!
All right. This is going to shock you. I think there are people out there in social media that irritate the hell out of me, and I don't really like.
And you continue to engage.
Really? Okay.
Now
what, you
after the last month leading up to tomorrow's vote, and with a sprinkling of what I saw over the weekend about this Rasheed Rice situation, now there are people that I despise. And you guys know a couple of them. I'm pretty vocal. I sent you a text. Well, no, around here. Yeah, I tell you guys. I texted you one of them, and you agree. You can't stand this guy.
You and I are lockstep.
Oh, yeah. But I just... And it's so necessary for my job. It really is.
Yeah.
It's social media and Twitter is so necessary for my job. But I believe now I hate it more than I ever have.
I'd love to have a job where it didn't matter.
Just for a couple of people.
Yeah.
That I wonder, like, do you do anything else but tweet? Do you do anything else?
I'm sure it's generating a lot of revenue
for
these people. But
sit there and tickle yourself in the balls and tweet.
Sorry, good balls.
You know, and I just think, you know, it's
good,
like,
balls.
Let's make a nice transition, okay? Anything else about the Rasheed Rice thing that we don't know anything facts about? Anyone want to make any proclamations or whatever?
I'm good.
Okay. Okay, Nate.
Well,
go ahead.
I would just give an example to remind everybody of why you shouldn't jump to conclusions on things. We all remember the Tyreek Hill situation that was here.
Mm-hmm.
And part of an audio clip got released. And boy, I felt this way. When I heard that audio clip, I was like, that guy's never playing another game for the Chiefs. And then it turned out there was more to the audio.
Yep.
And it seemed to flip everybody's opinion the other way, which I thought was an overreaction in the opposite direction, but that's what happened. There could be more to the story. Sometimes there's more to a story than you sit there, and I could hear somebody say, well, what more could there be to this? I don't know. I wouldn't have guessed there was something more to that story. When that tape came out, it seemed clear as day. That's really bad. That dude ain't playing for the Chiefs again. Something came out that I didn't expect, none of us expected, and all of a sudden, he's playing for the Chiefs again. So you see what you see on these videos, and it looks clear as day to you. just remember there might be more to the story and wait for the facts.
Here's what
come
I said
out.
To you guys yesterday. I texted you. I said he's going to catch touchdowns for the Chiefs this year. He is. From what I mean, I would caution
that too. I don't know for sure,
but if you're asking me to wager in this world of wagering, my guess is he's going to be a Chief.
Yes.
And my guess is also he's probably not going to play in 17 games.
Those are all fair guesses, but those are guesses.
I'm just being
there is a quote to live by from Ruthie from Ozark.
Does it involve a couple of cuss words?
I don't know blank about blank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fill in the blanks if you've seen that show.
Yep.
And that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
You're not going to kill me!
I don't know blank about blank.
I understand what you're saying in terms of your
guess. It's a guess right here.
But there could be more that comes out.
Oh, if there's something, could be something.
Let's just wait and see.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Let's wait and see.
I know this.
I'm not attaching myself to nothing. I don't know.
You know what you don't need? On March 31st, you don't need your name trending on Twitter if you're an NFL player. You want to be trending on Twitter during games, not in the offseason, not in no contract. You don't want to be trending for the wrong reasons. So,
all right.
Words to live by. Don't trend.
Let's transition. You've been leading the charge. Oh, by the way, I will say this to you on the air.
What are you saying to me?
Because I forgot to tell you. Our former intern, Marleya Campbell.
Yes.
Right? We lift up those interns that have gone on to success, don't we?
Yes.
We appreciate that.
Lift them all.
And so
in whatever field.
When they ask for help, we give it to them, don't we?
We try.
She's a sports reporter and anchor for KCTV5. And she reached out to me and Nate, but I'm apparently the only one that cares enough to answer. Just true. This is the truth. All right.
Maybe Nate was busy.
It's a bad look. It's a bad look from you.
The way that you stated it is inaccurate.
It's a bad look from you. Did you on this thread?
I did not respond.
Well, how'd I not get included?
Well, there's no yet. Yeah, did you respond?
That's a bad look.
She's asking about tomorrow. She's asking about something for tomorrow. She has to plan out when are you going to respond.
Thanks, Marleya.
I was waiting for your response.
I'm asking, but it's tomorrow. So when were you going to wait?
Today.
So okay.
I did not want to speak for you.
These people.
I did not want to speak for you.
These people have to make plans, Nathan.
If I had jumped in before he did and said, yep, you know what, Stephen wants to talk about this.
That's right. I'm
going to defer to Stephen. I'm not going to answer for him.
She said that they would like her to do a story Tuesday on Election Day. You know, talk of the town, what's going on. And she asked if it would be okay to stop by the studio at 9 to get some video. I said, yes.
Maybe take some calls.
And she said, maybe grab a bite on what you guys think about the vote. Mm. And I said, we're happy to help you out. Lebo has been our stadium vote guy.
Is that what you're putting me in?
Would you like to talk to him? She goes, that would be great. Thanks. Because me and Nate can get in front of the microphone. Blah, 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 blah. We don't know what the hell we're... Do you know more
than
him?
I don't know blank about blank.
You know more than him? No. I feel comfortable that you will give an informed, educated response.
Balanced.
I'll be around.
So
I should be here tomorrow.
Okay. Right. Well, you got to be. You're going to be on TV.
Well.
So now, let's start here. Okay? Because I had to take some questions from people that haven't been following this very closely. Mm-hmm. But reasonable questions, again. So maybe we can start over and just have you. I'll ask you these questions, right? First, one of my boys asked me. So then what really happens if they vote no?
Nobody knows.
Okay. So then you've been around this more than anyone. What do you think happens if no wins?
What we've heard John Sherman say is, come 2031, the Royals will not be playing at Kauffman Stadium. They have said that they're not playing there. They'll be playing somewhere else. In my opinion, if this vote doesn't pass, the Royals will most likely, I think, give it one more shot to go back to the drawing board to try to work things out in downtown. Now, listen, maybe you're playing a game of poker.
Back to the drawing board!
A game of chicken, where if it doesn't pass, there's nothing that says the Royals can't try to build a stadium where they're talking about building a stadium and just not have that sales tax money. Right? And they could just purchase up the property and have it for themselves. They could try to do that. They could go back to Clay County. They could go to the state of Kansas, Johnson County, Wyandotte County, whatever, and try to work out a plan there. I personally feel that it is very unlikely that they would try to leave our metropolitan area.
But they'd be open for business.
Absolutely. To explore the options.
Okay.
I think the Chiefs are not leaving Arrowhead Stadium. I think they like where they are.
Well, they got the good concrete.
They do have the good concrete. And if the Royals indeed say they're going to be gone at 2031 regardless, if that's what they've said, that they want to be gone by 2028, then can the Chiefs just wait out their current lease and begin doing some of their improvements themselves? Maybe so.
Look at me, eye contact. Don't break it. You tell me about this bad batch of concrete.
Well, we'll take them.
Now, you look away. Don't look away.
We'll take them at what they've said on the record.
And
they've got a concrete specialist engineering firm that went and did. And they were clear. We talked about this when we were on our stadium special last week. It's not a dangerous place to be in.
The Royals got a bad batch of concrete, and just so happened that the Chiefs got a good batch of concrete.
That's what they said at a press conference. Now, I'll say this. You can walk through any neighborhood in America. Every house that was built in my neighborhood was built within 3 or 4 years of each other, and there are some driveways that have had to be replaced, and there are some that look beautiful.
I think it's the same as the stadium.
I think it is. You can absolutely get a bad batch of concrete. Is it convenient that one team wants a new stadium and the other one, doesn't need a brand new stadium because of a bad batch of concrete?
Yeah, this old bad batch of concrete.
But I think that the Royals don't want to move because of the concrete. I think the Royals genuinely want to move because they think it's better for Kansas City. They think they can make more money if they're downtown.
That's
what they'd like to do. That's what I think they want. I think they want to do something special downtown. I think this ownership group wants to do something special downtown. The last one did not. The last one, in my opinion, was too scared to be bold.
Now listen.
And would rather just keep things the way they were. And some people would say the same thing of the Chiefs right now. They're too scared to be bold and want to build something new with a dome and all that stuff.
We kind of butted heads on this, but I'm just telling you what I've heard from multiple people that have brought this up. And I was out in front of church yesterday at Mass. People were asking me about this. Like, I don't know. Let's talk about the Lord. I don't want to talk about this vote. But a couple people asked me, and they brought it up first. And this is my humble opinion. You said it's not a threat. People take it as a threat. The bringing up of leaving, it seems like a threat.
Well, it's generally, in my opinion, when I've watched these interviews and things, it's been asked.
But I've had several people tell me, I was on the fence here, and then when he started to threaten leave, now I'm going to vote no.
That's the way it works.
You're not going to threaten me.
It's a dangerous thing.
Backfired.
Yeah.
I think it backfired.
Well, then the latest mailers that have come out that aren't from the – you saw that Shane sent those.
Yes.
I brought those in. I'll get them during the break. But they're not by the same committee. There's lots of mailers coming out. They're not all just by the Royals and Chiefs. Do they all get okayed by them? I don't know. But there's some threatening mailers out now.
Oh, things are getting ugly, buddy.
Yeah, it's politics.
What's your?
Hey, this is just the beginning. There's a big election coming up in November.
What's your prediction right now for tomorrow's vote?
50.5 yes.
Wow.
So close. It's going to be late. I could see, like, late?
How many people are going to turn up for this vote?
I have no idea.
How many people are going to turn out?
Right. I mean, there's about 700,000 people who live in Jackson County. Clearly, many of those aren't even of voting age.
Right.
And then people don't vote. Like, for me personally, where I'm voting, I have a judge, city council, and a school board, and this. So I've got four things to vote for. There are probably parts of Jackson County that just have this.
Jake is a tremendous gambler. If you were told...
Does he gamble a lot?
He does it a lot.
He gambles.
You put a tremendous amount of money. Whatever amount of money is in your honeypot right now on DraftKings, all right?
I just cashed out.
You just cashed out, and you have to put that amount.
All that. Pockets are heavy.
You have to put all that on
feeling good.
Yes or no? What would you put it on for tomorrow?
Yes.
What about you?
Yeah, I think it'll pass. I don't know, though. It seems very...
It wouldn't shock me either way.
I mean, nobody knows.
Right.
I mean,
it's a coin flip.
On all sides, what are you hearing? And they're all
it's
like,
coin flip.
So what was the last initiative like this in town that people voted for?
Well, the last time the stadium like this for the renovations,
the upgrade.
It was like 52, 50, 48. I mean, it's like that. But then the roof one failed.
Yeah. So, but what about the Sprint Center at the time one?
That passed easily. It was a different tax. It was sales tax on people using
hotels.
Rental cars and hotels.
And there was an enemy to vote against.
Voting
which was
against
this evil St. Louis company that was trying to, you know, that rallied everybody together. Is there a rallying point? Like, it feels like even the people that are voting yes don't love this thing. They're voting yes because they want to keep the teams.
I think there are genuinely some people who want a downtown baseball stadium. Now, many people I talked to say that would have been great in 2006, and maybe the time has passed to do it.
And I've heard people say they should put it somewhere else downtown that, you know, thinking that the crossroads is going to build up itself, why don't we put it somewhere that's not as built up already?
And I think that it seems like people want a downtown stadium, but maybe it's like, well, this is a downtown stadium. It might not be, we don't love the plan, but this is at least a plan of, it's not.
Every single person has their own reason to vote however they're going to vote.
Yeah. You know? I think it's going to be really close.
It's going to be really close.
Is it odd that I want both sides to lose?
No. Not at all.
Because that's where I am right now. If we could make that happen, then you'd have me.
You'll probably be
a happy guy.
Wait for a recount. How about a hand recount?
Oh, yeah, right. Like a perfect tie.
Get some hanging chads in here. We'll be right back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol Sports Radio 810 WHB. Nate may not mention it, but I'll keep you updated. Florida transfer guard Riley Kugel is committed to Kansas. 6'5", sophomore, averaged just over 9 points a game this season. So there's an addition in the transfer portal for Kansas. We have Todd Lebo in studio. Okay, Todd, I'll give you I'll set up the buffet for you here, and you take what you want. The Royals won 11-0 with home runs and wonderful pitching for Brady Singer. The UConn Invitational Men's National Championship Tournament continues, and UConn went on a 30-0 run against Illinois, and now they are in the Final Four, and it looks like it's just, unless Purdue can do something special, it looks like it's UConn's tournament to win. 10 straight tournament wins by double digits, and tonight... And you can listen to the Iowa-LSU game right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB tonight. A fabulous women's doubleheader featuring LSU and Iowa and then USC and UConn. Of course, Iowa and Caitlin Clark, LSU with Jake's favorite player, Haley Van Lith, HVL, you know as he calls her. Mm-hmm. Kim Mulkey, who, boy, everyone just loves.
She's a peach.
And Angel Reese.
Yeah.
Who is another polarizing figure, but so many just right
that's
there.
Fun stuff. Here's
and then tonight, Juju, right? One of the best players in the nation from USC, and Paige Beckers and Gino Auriemma. This doubleheader is fantastic.
It's fun stuff. How about this? Yesterday, South Carolina won, and they've been the best team all year long, right? And they're not getting much attention right now. We'll see if they end up being the team that prevails anyway in the women's tournament. But who else won yesterday? NC State? Both men and women. How about
that's pretty
that? Good. They're in the, and if UConn women win tonight, they'll have UConn men and women in the Final Four and NC State men and women in the Final Four. That's pretty amazing. Pretty good stuff. I think, UConn is the best team on the men's side by far. But, dude, this NC State story is unbelievable. 2 weeks ago... They were not making the tournament at all. No chance. They had to win 5 straight games in 5 days just to make the field.
If Virginia hits a free throw at the end of the game, it's over.
Over.
They miss, and then NC State hit a game-tying 3.
It's unbelievable,
and the rest is history.
This run that they've been on. And they didn't just get in the field and, oh, we made the dance. I mean, they're going to the freaking Final Four. It's incredible. That's an amazing story. They'll probably get beat. But whatever. It's a cool story. It's just awesome to see a team like that happen. And last year, we had a weird Final Four, too. Remember, it was not, like, traditional. And I think this year it's going to be it's a non-traditional Final Four. You got Purdue hasn't been in the Final Four since 1980. Alabama's one ever. NC State hasn't been there
83.
Since 83 when they won it all. And so we, you know, I heard you talking about Blue Bloods, and maybe UConn doesn't want you in their club. Maybe
right.
So. But I do think that for whatever reason, whether it's NIL, transfer portal, you know, FBI investigations, coaches having enough, saying, I'm out of here. Like, Jay Wright shouldn't be retired, whatever. Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski, they've turned it over. They're gone. It's just different things now. We're not seeing that same group of, eight or nine teams, like, just pop there all the time. UConn's been in the last two. But Alabama, Miami,
all right.
San Diego State, freaking NC State, back at Purdue, all these. I think it's pretty cool. Now, will people watch it? I don't know.
I'm going to see what you're all about, and I'm going to see what you're all about. It's going to be Jake and Nate versus Lebo.
Oh boy!
Have you already seen it? Maybe
no.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is going to be. I want you to give me the list of the 6-11 seeds that have made it to the Final Four. Did you see it already?
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen
it. Okay, have you?
No.
Jake and Nate versus Lebo. Now go.
George Mason.
That's one.
Wichita State.
No.
Do I get to try one?
Yeah, well, one of them.
VCU was one, weren't they?
Oh, it's 1-1. Okay. One of them's a gimme.
Well, this year, NC State.
No, it beat you.
That doesn't count.
It does count. It does. One of the six.
I think LSU was like a 10-seed or 11-seed back in the day.
Three.
86, maybe?
86 LSU, 06 George Mason.
Villanova.
11 VCU.
No, Villanova was an 8 when they won, I think.
There's two more. In 2018 and 2021.
Oh, 2021. It was last year. It was
San Diego State.
No, it was the other one.
2018 FAU. And 2021.
FAU.
I got it right.
I said no. 2021.
Oh.
One's a big school, one's a small school.
North Carolina.
No, but in that. One's a blue blood,
Duke,
one's
Kentucky,
a small school that'll never make it again. No.
Not Duke. It's a blue blood.
2021?
Well, maybe they're not a blue blood. I don't know how you vote on this.
UConn? No. UCLA?
Ooh! Oh. He got it. 2021 UCLA. Last one.
In 2000 what?
2018. Small school, Kansas City kids.
Loyola Chicago. I got it. I've been way before time.
1986 LSU, 2006 George Mason, 2011 VCU, 2018 Loyola Chicago, 2021 UCLA.
Two of those.
And now 2024 NC State. Now, what do all those teams have in common?
They all lost.
They all lost in the semifinals and didn't make it to the final.
And that's going
to
happen again.
One of those beat a Kansas team to get there. One beat a K-State team.
He loves to mention K-State team, too.
Here's the thing that blows my mind about Purdue, though.
They haven't been since 1980.
They've been so good.
Yeah.
Remember the team in 88 that lost to K-State?
Yes.
That team
was number one team.
They were a number one seed.
Big dog Glenn Robinson.
Man,
in 94,
had,
the team that, you know, he put 44 on KU, and Konzo Martin had 33 in the game, and they didn't make it.
Is there a program that's been that good for that long without going to the Final Four?
It's pretty amazing. They're probably right up there because they've had multiple good coaches, and they've been very good, and they've been one seeds and all that. That could be one of the best teams to not make the Final Four. So, yeah, listen, Gene Cady was there forever.
He was there last night, and that was awesome. You see that? Zach Cady took part of his net that he cut off and gave it to Gene Cady. That was awesome.
In 1980, their coach was not Gene Cady. Lute Olson was the Iowa coach.
They made it the year before he started coaching there.
Their coach, I can't remember who it was then, but it wasn't like their most famous coach. So it's pretty amazing that they haven't made it. But they're there now. And if they win it all, it's going to be very exciting.
When was the last time Iowa State made the Final Four?
They'd never made it.
Well, 1944.
Something or
44.
Yeah, that might be the because they're usually good.
Yeah.
They're not as good as Purdue, though, I don't think.
Yeah, they haven't been
basis.
A one seed. I mean, they were a two when
they've
they
been
lost
a two
that seed. First
Here are the
season.
Most...
Yeah.
Teams with the most NCAA tournament appearances without a Final Four.
Missouri.
They're number three.
And then Alabama.
And let me tell you something. Missouri's had some fantastic teams over the years that could have and should have went to the Final Four.
Alabama's probably on that list somewhere, and they finally made it.
Well, it's off. They're off now.
Yeah, and off now. But how many times have they been? 25, I think, or something?
Not on the list anymore. I don't have it.
Is BYU?
Number one.
They're number one?
31. Who's number two?
Now, Northwestern had made that many. Is it like Clemson or somebody?
I'll run through it. Ready?
Yes.
Number one. These are the top teams with the most NCAA tournament appearances without a Final Four. Number one, BYU, 31. Xavier, 29.
Oh, Xavier.
Mizzou, 28. Tennessee, 26.
Tennessee.
Creighton, 25. Utah State, 24. Western Kentucky, 23. St. Joe's, 20. And then other teams, Boston College, Arizona State, Texas A&M,
Tulsa.
St.
Joe's made it. It's a different St. Joe's.
It says St. Joseph's.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't that where who... They made it.
I thought they lost in the lead.
Oh, they did. They lost. That was Jameer Nelson. He's kids in the freaking tournament now, right? Or he kid plays at PCU. So.
There you go. We'll take a break back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the show. So we talked plenty about Rashee Rice, about the vote, about the NCAA tournament, about the fabulous women's doubleheader tonight.
I was at the Royals game Saturday.
No.
I missed the offense. I went out there Monday or what day did they have the opening day? Thursday to get post game. I went as a fan on Saturday. Beautiful day, enjoyable. Listen, I was impressed with Seth Lugo. He pitched well.
All three performances from the starting pitchers have been excellent.
When's the last time the Royals had three quality starts in a row?
This here recent Thursday,
before
Saturday,
that.
And Sunday.
Before that.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't even imagine. It's insane. Hey, by the way, Bobby Witt.
Junior.
He is playing very well.
Yes.
But have you seen, like, Mookie Betts stats this year? Bobby Witt is, like, OPSing at, like, 1,600 or something, and Mookie Betts is, like, over 2,000 OPSing. It's insane.
Well, you go out of your way to drag down Bobby Witt?
Drake was out there yesterday getting post-game. He's like, I'm going to see a cycle after the first three at-bats, and he'd get any more. I've never seen anyone hit a cycle in person. Get a double, Bobby. Come on, man. But he I am so happy to see him get off to a good start.
Yeah.
Because he has said he's felt a little bit of pressure the last couple of springs. He looks very, very, very comfortable at the plate and in the field. And
he knows how good he is now. He's just locked in. The thing I was going to say earlier, Stephen, when you talked about Singer, the fact that there's maybe some pressure off of him because he doesn't have to be the guy. He's the third starter. He doesn't have to represent that whole draft class anymore and all that. That's true. But, he did take the mound yesterday with the team having lost their first two games. I don't know. Maybe it took some pressure off him that the Royals, got a bunch of runs on the board before he even had to do anything. But there's a little bit of pressure there, right? Team's 0-2. You're looking for your first win on the season. He went out and he dominated.
He was good.
Alex Verdugo. Jeter Downs. Connor Wong. You know who they are?
No.
That's who the Red Sox got for Mookie Betts. That's god-awful.
Hey, do you want to... I just happened to be going down the internet hole yesterday looking up Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts was a high school draft pick in the fifth round. He's a shortstop. He was drafted in the fifth round. The Royals drafted a shortstop in the fifth round that year, also a high school player, several picks before Mookie Betts.
Who was it?
Patrick Leonard.
Oh, wow.
Who was one of the guys who was traded with Will Myers to get James Shields and Wade Davis and all that. He never turned out to be anything, never made the major leagues or whatever. I'm not saying that they should have had the foresight to draft Mookie Betts, who was a 5'9 high school shortstop. It's unbelievable how good of a baseball player he has turned into, Patrick Leonard was like this big 6'4, 210-pound, specimen who never made it. But baseball's a fun game that way. You don't know exactly what you're getting there. But Mookie Betts is what he was batting. I didn't see the stats from last night. He was batting 6'11. And they've played more games. They played those games over in Korea. What did he do yesterday? They were playing the Cardinals. The Cardinals are so very good. That was a joke.
So, Hey, real quick, change the subject before you leave. Guess what show the family and I started last night?
What's that?
Manhunt.
Oh, yeah. Now,
you guys started it?
I've watched the first three. I'm going to say this right now. We'll talk longer about this off the air. I think they're ruining the book. I mean, you read the book, right?
Yeah.
There's none of this love story business stuff in the book. How many of you watched?
Just the first episode. We just watched the first episode. Yeah, there was no love story.
It's not a love story. It's just the back and forth between Stanton and his wife and all this stuff. None of that crap's in the book. They've taken a little too much political license or literary license in the
poetic license.
Poetic license. But I still think the story is amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm still watching it.
We liked the first episode.
Yeah.
It was good.
I loved that book.
It was a great book.
Oh, Mookie was 0-for-4 last night. He's falling apart. He's only batting .500.
Ice cold.
Soon I started watching a series called Apples Will Fall.
What's that on?
On Peacock, starring, I love Sam Neill. He's very good. And Annette Bening. And it is...
good?
Yes. Yeah.
Started watching a Steve Martin documentary on Max last night. Interesting.
I'd like to watch
that. Didn't know his origin story.
That is Mr. Ty Lebo back after this on WHB.